Yes, Mr. Gabriel, you've just voted top of us.
Well, the men, I feel proud and I feel great for voting in my constituency today because I stand for Granby. I stand for Granby and I want Granby to be developed. Developed. Here we could have many things happening, great things happening in that village. Because we vote for Labour Party for a long, let's name it. We vote for Dominican Labour Party for long, 1685. And the only thing we get from the Dominican Labour Party is a Granby Police Station and Pierre Charles Bill Boulevard. And we haven't got anything else to create jobs, creative and things. But I, Julius Gabriel, better known as Handbag, want to let Granby feel proud. Granby feel proud and Granby going to get things, no matter what Granby going to be. I'll be always on the media.
Let me ask you that. It is an insurmountable task for you to try to win that seat. How confident are you in doing well, maybe not losing your deposit or something like that?
Kalai, I'm from Granby. I'm from Granby, and the people from Granby have to realize they cannot let somebody else here come there. Beat me in the same village I'm living together with them. If in case rainfalls, we got heavy rainfalls, we got sun, we got anything happening, I'll be right there to stand for them. To take out somebody right else, right down to the north and bring them back to the south. It's not looking so well. So if they make a decision that's not supposed to be made, I don't know what should I say.
At the end of the day, when the results come and say, Gabriel has not won, will you continue to be working with the people?
Of course, why not? Why not? I'll be there working, and I'll not stop working. I'll be there working, and I'll be on the ground more, because right now my name is on the book. My name is on the book, so right now I own some respect. I own many respects. So I'm just telling you, just a short word today, I will be there working. I'll be there working, and I'll stand for Granby. I'll always stand for Granby, no matter what.
Your final words to the people who listen in, someone looking at you live there. What finally do you have to say to them as it relates to you being part of that electoral process?
Oh, that was so great today. And I said, the Lord make a good day and I enjoy it. And I said to myself, everybody, they will enjoy it too. Because it's wonderful. I'm telling you, it's wonderful for me, and I feel great to go in that ring. And I'm going in that ring, and the chain, as I told Q95 and all the radio stations, I burst that chain in Dominica. No misery for none of us. We have to stand up in solidarity and look for voters' ID card right now. Right now is voters' ID card. Clean up the voters' list. That's going to happen, Kalai. Clean up the voters' list, the voters' ID card, and then when you have the next general election, all voters list clean, very good, and we'll have a percentage voting, and we'll say, yes, that is the Dominican percentage we're voting.
All the best, my brother.
All the best, my brother. Thank you for...